as we prepare to have a look at these scriptures, shall we pray together? As we gather around the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, as I've already said a couple of times, this morning we're exploring one of our church's values, loving each other. And in particular, we're thinking about how within that we value kindness in our church fellowship. Now, one of our other values is celebrating. And I've heard it said that you should celebrate what you value. So, this morning, I thought we might celebrate kindness. And to do this, I'm going to be sharing some of the things that I think we can celebrate about God's kindness, and also about the kindness I've seen out and about and within the church family over the last couple of months. As I speak, those of you who like visual stuff, there'll also be some images coming up on the screen. Some of them are related to the Bible passages, some from the news, some just all of them, I think, illustrating different aspects of kindness. So if you're a visual person and images help you process stuff, perhaps you might like to just reflect on these images of kindness. And actually, as we're celebrating kindness, it's not just about the stories I know, it's about the stories that you know. So if you'd like to share particular stories of kindness, God's kindness to you, or other people's kindness to you in the comment stream, then do that. Let's do that. Let's build each other up, encourage each other with the stories of kindness. So, kindness. You know, one of the most important words in the Old Testament part of the Bible is the Hebrew word chesed. Now, I'm no Hebrew scholar, so the pronunciation might not be quite right, but there's this Hebrew word chesed. And actually, you might not know it, we've actually heard it three times, or at least in its translated form. We've heard it three times already this morning. You see, chesed is the word used by Naomi to describe Boaz's act of looking out for Ruth in his fields. Boaz showed chesed. And in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, we heard it. In that context, it's translated mercy. What does the Lord require of you? To love mercy, to love chesed. And then in the other prophet which we heard, Hosea 6:6, which is what Jesus quoted to the Pharisees as he tells them about God's requirement for mercy, not sacrifice. Jesus, I mean, he would have used Aramaic. He might have quoted the original Hebrew, actually. Don't know. But anyway, what he said to them was God requires chesed, not sacrifice. So, as you can see, chesed is translated as mercy in some places, but it actually has a wider meaning than that, or than what we might understand as mercy, which we might think of as letting somebody off with something or forgiving someone. In other places, it's translated as kindness, loving kindness, and goodness. It's celebrated all the way through the Old Testament as one of God's fundamental characteristics. Chesed is what God is like. God is kind. And one of the places it appears most often is in the Psalms, all the way through the Psalms, when you hear of God's steadfast love or loving kindness, it's chesed. And perhaps most famously in Psalm 23, surely your goodness and loving kindness, surely your goodness and chesed will follow me all the days of my life. You know, one of the strongest messages of the Old Testament is that God's love is expressed in loving kindness. And we can celebrate that and rely on it. God expects us to be kind to each other in the same way. And not surprisingly, this core characteristic of God, of loving kindness, is also seen in Jesus' life and ministry. It seems to me that we see it at work here in this this account of the meal that Jesus shared with tax collectors and sinners. It's a practical kindness. It makes time and space for people that are difficult. You see, it seems to me that if we romanticize this meal, if we imagine the sinners and tax collectors as like Robin Hood type lovable rogues who are actually nicer people than the hypocritical and boring religious types, then we actually risk losing sight of the power of what Jesus is doing. Jesus' loving kindness is not one that sweeps sin under the table, but it faces it head on and gives people a way out of it. Gives people real forgiveness for real sinfulness. These were difficult people. I think also that loving kindness is seen in Jesus' response to the Pharisees. Now, it's true that at times Jesus could be fairly direct and even angry with the Pharisees, but here we don't see him painting them into a corner or haranguing them. He invites them to go and consider and meditate on the scriptures, to go and look particularly at what they already know or should already know about God's character, about God's loving kindness. In a little while, I'll be leading a communion part of the service. And I know that many of you found this helpful and join in at home in some way. Also know that some of you find it difficult and think it would be better if we waited till we met together, we could actually share bread and wine together physically. But as we remember Jesus on the cross, Jesus' loving kindness, as he cried out from that place of his own pain and agony and yet looked with kindness on those around him and said, "Father, forgive them, we don't know what." As he looked down from that cross and despite his own pain, saw his mother and his best friend John and said, "Mother, here's your son, and John, here's your mother." His kindness in making sure that his mother had someone to look after her after he was gone. I hope that whatever we feel about this, we can be kind to those who think differently to us. So we see Jesus, God's loving kindness at the cross. We also, I think, see it being lived out in the young church. In Acts chapter 2, we read this. They sold property and possessions to give to everyone who had need. Surely this is a practical expression of kindness in the body of Christ. And as over the last couple of months I've seen the responses to the pandemic, I've seen loads of examples of this type of practical kindness. Yesterday we had the drive-through food bank drop-off at the Woolpack, organised by local community groups, and I heard that was really successful, really good feel. When I was there, there were loads of people really engaged in this practical kindness towards those who are struggling with the basics of life at the moment. But all Saints, we've been involved in supporting the setting up of the community fridge at Reaking View School. And I know folk from the church have been involved in donating to that and also going out and taking food parcels out to those who need it. Talking to a church member a little while ago, and was telling me about an elderly neighbour she saw. Didn't know her very well, but she saw her going to the shops and didn't think maybe that it was the wisest thing for her to be out. So I got talking to her and discovered that she didn't have any family love. She didn't have anyone to go to the shops for her. So she's now doing a weekly shop for her. It's these small acts of kindness I've seen. And I don't want you to think for a moment that I'm celebrating the circumstances. But I do want us to celebrate these responses. We value kindness. And we're showing it. I've also seen it in the pastoral work that's being done across the church. From the pastoral team and small group leaders and small group members phoning and emailing each other, dropping round to folk for socially distanced garden visits. I know there have been kind of informal conversations, people catching up with each other, people volunteering to do shopping for each other. Recently, we've been struck by are the fact that we're aware that as lockdown eases for some people, there are those who haven't been outside their door for a while and might be nervous or a bit anxious about going out on their own for the first time. So we've got some volunteers who've agreed that if that's the case with somebody, they'd be willing to go and meet them and walk with them, socially distanced, to accompany them on their first couple of trips out. So if that's you and you'd like someone to go out with you on your first trip out, you're a bit anxious about going to the shops or out for a walk, then please get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with someone who'd be very happy to go and walk with you. Again, it seems to me that this is the kind of care and kindness in the church family that we can and should celebrate. Now, many of you have already filled in the survey I sent round to see how we can support you in your discipleship in these times. If you haven't done it yet, I can't remember what the deadline said it was, but there is still time if you'd like to send it in to me in the next couple of days. And the responses are going to staff team, they're going to go to PCC a week on Monday for us to consider. And I do hope to be able to share a bit of a summary. We have loads of responses, so I can't share everything, but I'm hoping to be able to share a bit of a summary with everyone. Even before we can do that, I can say that I'm so encouraged by the many kind words and positive responses that have come in. And I've also been encouraged by the care and the kindness shown for those who might be isolated. When I've asked what concerns people, a large number of people concerned for those who might not be able to engage with online staff or might be getting isolated. It seems to me that these responses have shown me that there is a deep well of kindness in this church. We value it and we can celebrate it. Having said all that, I do also know that it is likely that there are those of you for whom all this talk of celebrating kindness is difficult, because you don't feel that anybody's been kind to you. You might even feel the church has let you down or been cruel to you. And if that's you, and you feel like I've let you down, or the church has let you down, I'm sorry. Please, please do get in touch with me. And let's see what we can do to put things right. As a church, we say that we value kindness. We have experienced God's loving kindness. And we want others to experience it as well, both directly and through us. So we consider our words carefully, whether we speak them or email or Facebook them. We consider carefully how they might land with people, whether how they'll be heard for good or ill. We don't just do the things that we were going to do more nicely. We go out of our way to do and say things to others that will communicate love, care to them. We do kind things. We say kind words. We live kind lives. Because we all love, follow and serve kind